This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Welcome to our little world. This part of the show is brought to you by 23andMe. You can surprise your Valentine this coming Wednesday with a reservation at your house.
Huh?
You go to Whole Foods Market. You pick up everything you need for a delicious home-cooked meal from the heart. It means so much more. They have a great selection of animal welfare-rated steaks, sustainably caught and raised seafood like scallops and king crab legs, sparkling wines, your favorite California reds and whites. They got it all. WholeFoodsMarket.com. And right now, we have a little love coming your way, a little true love for you. We have a $100 Whole Foods gift card. We'll give it to caller number 9 right now, 800-400-3697. Caller 9 right now gets a $100 Whole Foods Market gift card. So we'll cover you for Valentine's Day. 23andMe.com, a genetic service that can tell you what your genes say about your health, traits, and ancestry. You can start to learn about your DNA story at 23andMe.com. All right, in the trash we have murder. I just thought this was, listen, you know, do with this what you will. But I giggled. You know, Charlie Sheen, he hasn't been in the news in a while.
Which is a good thing.
Yes, he should keep his head down low. Former Major League Baseball player and general wreck of a human being, Lenny Dykstra, used to be tight with Charlie Sheen. They had a falling out a few years ago. And in an interview that he did, let's see who they did it with. Looks like Hollywood Reporter. Dykstra has a lot to say about Charlie. For starters, he thinks that the feds are about to put the hammer down on him for tax and wire fraud and for knowingly spreading HIV. So that's Lenny's theory.
Okay.
He also accuses Charlie of murdering his former assistant, Rick Calamaro, in 2012. The official cause of death was an accidental overdose. And it happened shortly after Charlie fired him. Dykstra says he used to tell Charlie, you got to fire this guy. He is making notes. He's going to write a tell-all. And Dykstra, then he went and did 3 years in prison.
Dykstra did?
Yes.
Was that tax evasion?
I don't know. I mean, that guy hasn't. What is his whole thing?
Well, he was a ball player.
Right.
I know that. That's all I know.
Yeah, so he was whatever trouble that he was in, because I've just heard that he was like a party crazy person, and I don't know what he went to jail for. But anyway, he goes away to jail for 3 years. Various charges is what they say here. And when he got out, Calamaro was dead. He asked, what happened to Rick Calamaro, the guy I told you to fire? And Charlie said, you mean dead Rick? What effing happened is the mother father tried to blackmail me, just like you said. He wanted $5 million. I had him effing iced.
Oh.
Charges of grand theft auto, filing a false financial statement. 3 years.
Grand theft auto?
Looks like he had obtained automobiles from various car dealerships using falsified bank statements and stolen identities.
Oh. No, more than one car?
It looks like it, yeah.
Huh. I feel like you need one car.
Well, and I feel like he's one of those dudes who made millions in baseball.
Lenny Dykstra is a known name.
And looks like his steroids is another incident in his life.
Well, a lot of guys did that.
Sure. So he says that Charlie Sheen had a guy murdered.
All right.
So I don't know if, you know, maybe the feds will pick up on that. I have no idea. Brad Pitt was in a little fender bender.
Yeah, what happened?
So he's got a Tesla, which makes the story even more tragic. Because you don't want to smash up your Tesla. Oh, God, I'd be so upset. I'd be like, I'm so sorry, Elon.
I don't know why you didn't
get one. I
didn't mean
to wreck our car. Because I don't have a garage.
It.
That is the only reason that I would, you know, and they're very expensive. But if I had a garage, I would totally get a Tesla. I just can't, you know. I park right under a pepper tree. Like, the whole front of my car is just filled with little bits of pepper.
What does that even matter?
It matters. They're nice, though. So anyway, he's got a Tesla. And he rear-ended a car on Monday, and that car was pushed into the car in front of it, which was pushed into the car in front of it. So four cars involved in this. Nobody was hurt. Everybody was cool. They all got out of their car and exchanged insurance, and everyone was like, oh, my God, Brad Pitt caused the accident. This is great. Can we take a selfie? I'm sure. Radar Online is saying it was Brad's fault. It always is. If you're the person who hits the back, it's your fault. No matter what that idiot was doing in front of you. And on a related note in the Brad Pitt world, apparently the Brad and Angelina divorce is still not final, and they're still...
How long has that been?
Contending all these different...
Well, they have a lot of...
About a year and a half
stuff.
Ago.
They've been they were together a while.
They
by
were.
Hollywood years, a lifetime.
Sure.
12 years?
I don't know. Well, I thought it was right around their 10-year anniversary.
Okay, but 10 years still.
Maybe that's somebody else. A long time.
With the money they were bringing in, you probably accumulate a lot of stuff.
Six kids.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure there's plenty of divvying up to do. There are tons of real estate, so they're figuring it all out.
It seems like it's mostly the kids that is the thing. But so they were only married from 2014 to 2016, but they were together for many years
before that, right?
Marriage ruins everything. See, everyone.
Maybe they got married to try to save it or something. You know, sometimes people go, well, if we make it official, maybe we can make it stick.
I actually think one of the big driving factors for people to marry who haven't is the kids.
Right.
Your kids start asking weird questions.
And it's a trick. Mommy don't have the same last name.
That's one of them.
Has your kid done that?
Absolutely, she has.
What do you guys say?
Well, we've dealt with it a few different ways, but one of the things that I think she expects her mom and dad to marry.
And is her expectations going to be met?
Or have they been already?
Was she the flower
like
girl
an
at the wedding?
To that question, unlike
she wore a cute little dress and spread the rose
petals.
Get
out of here. You don't get to demand answers. You don't have all the times you leave us hanging.
All right, that was you, Zet, who was demanding it. Right. Sarah and Bryn and Vaughn.
Whatever. Anyway, I feel bad for them. I know it's difficult. I don't even know what I'm talking about. Car crashes are difficult. I've been in a bunch of them.
Your daughter's expectation.
It stinks.
Yeah,
there's a good... To answer your question, yes, there's a very good chance we will marry. Yes.
Someone write that down and record it. Mark the time.
Did you just hear that?
Yeah,
we all just heard that.
Am I in a dream?
Well, no, this is real.
Keep that, Bryn. Hang on to that.
I don't feel like that was so crazy committal.
You got that, right?
Yeah.
There's a very good chance.
That's just the closest we've been.
All right. Well,
we're baby steps, Bryn. Sure.
You're chipping away. Is that it?
Or Vinny, yeah.
I'm going to need that kind of on the regular.
Yeah.
Well, there's a very good chance we don't want to wear it. We don't want to scare him away.
Why would we start not wearing things out now? How long have we been doing this show? All we do is wear things out.
Don't look at me like
that's
that.
Good.
What's
Thank
good?
You. It's great. Excited for you.
Do you have a rough Valentine? Do you have a rough date in mind or anything? You want to share?
For a wedding? You know, no.
Probably June. June's a nice month.
Is it going to be this year?
Yeah. Oh, I mean. Vinny, is it?
That'd be incredible. Are we invited?
Next story.
I want to be invited.
No kidding.
Don't be like Eddie Ift.
Yeah, don't be like Eddie Ift, Vinny.
Next story.
We're your radio family. Family gets, we want to be in the front row.
We want to go, Sarah and I want to go to the bachelorette party.
I want to do a secret show from the...
Can you imagine?
Wonder why nobody talks to you guys. Listen to you.
Special guest, Vinny's mom.
What if the sponsor picks up the tab for the whole wedding?
I think that's how people have been fired from their jobs.
Yeah.
No thanks.
Hi, Star Jones.
Sponsor.
No, who's the guy here in town who got fired off Evening Magazine?
Jonathan Karsh got fired,
I haven't heard that name in forever.
I think that's how it happened, right?
I believe so.
You know what? Allegedly.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Alleged. We don't know.
Also, didn't allegedly someone get fired from The View for doing that as well?
Star Jones. Yeah.
I interviewed her. She's not friendly. Maddie kept making me
maybe
say
that was just the final straw.
This next sentence is sponsored by All right. And then, like, everything I'd have to ask her was sponsored by something. She goes, why is everything sponsored? I said, I don't know. It's the rule the Grammys are giving us this year. And she goes, that doesn't seem right. And she got up and walked out of the interview.
Oh, because he was making a joke funny. About how everything was sponsored.
Yeah, he's like, make sure everything you say is sponsored by
that
somebody.
That is so funny.
All right, back to you.
Frasier star John Mahoney. He played the dad of Kelsey Grammer.
This story is so sad to me.
He died from brain disease and lung cancer.
Yikes.
Oh, multiple health complications, which those things were.
Is he a Ziggy guy?
You know.
Must have been.
They actually don't say it here.
I know that you don't have to be a smoker to die from lung cancer, but it's...
No, it's 77. I mean, he probably spent some part of his life smoking it, you know.
Inhaling smoke, though, is one surefire way to...
He also suffered from kidney disease and diabetes. He died Sunday in Chicago.
Well, and you said he had prostate cancer, too, and lost his boner.
You said that.
Yeah, I said that there was some issue there, prostate-wise.
So he had multiple health problems. He died Sunday in Chicago in hospice care, according to this story. I've seen various reports of where he passed. And he's already been cremated. So there you go. He was Martin Crane, probably best known for that, but he's been an actor his whole life. So
if we still play
77 years old.
If we still play the daily game, the question should be, what are the five ailments John Mahoney had?
No,
that's not a good one.
That's a pretty good one.
Thanks.
All right, it's 2018. None of us can believe how fast time is flying. And this is a list of 20 songs that turn 20 this year. I'm not going to get to all 20 of them.
All right.
But I'll do a few of them for you.
Okay.
Play number one for me. This one almost makes me want to just give up because I feel like this chick was a huge part of my kids. Like, I used to play these songs and my kids would dance their asses off. Like, 20 years old.
Dang.
Still believe. Pause it for a second. How old is Britney Spears now? Like, I think she was 17 or 18 when Hit Me Baby One More Time
came
out.
She's got to be 37.
Oh, I was thinking 36.
Be. Well, that's the thing. Oh, is this the... Oh, yeah.
Turn that up.
Isolated vocals?
She's 36.
Not that bad. You know.
Play the other version.
That's not that bad.
Play the other version.
It's not that bad because it's studio stuff. But, man, the live stuff is what I really want to hear. I still believe.
She's working her voice too much.
Yeah, she's just. I remember somebody saying one time, some like voice, famous voice coach or something said, she sings so wrong, she won't have a voice in 20 years. Yeah. And then she does. Or doesn't need one anymore.
She's doing vocal fry when she sings.
Hey, do you guys know how much she's worth?
How much?
$75 million.
Vinny?
More than that.
Oh, I'm going to say more than that. I'll say $120 million.
I'll say 100.
I'll say $300 million.
No, you can't guess twice. Bryn?
What?
Say $300 million.
Oh, $300 million.
Oh, man. All right, $215
million.
Oh.
Damn.
Pays to be a crappy singer. Right, Drake?
Oh, boo!
Yeah, come on.
So there are a bunch of them on here. Go to number 20. No, that one kills me. I can't believe this.
What's the list again?
This is 20 songs that are turning 20 this year.
Oh, man.
Oh, I love this.
20 years old.
I saw this in concert right when he became famous. Ticky.
You went and saw Kid Rock way back then?
Yeah,
before
because
you even worked for
I
us?
Was working for Elektra Records in Chicago, and one of the bands on Elektra was opening up for him. So there I am.
So corrupted.
And this was at the House of Blues in Chicago, which is an amazing venue. It's way better than the House
Did
of Blues.
Did you take Kinlan with you?
No.
So you were living in sin and going to rock concerts?
Jeez.
He would stop in the middle of each song, and like they'd have a spotlight, and they'd just flash it on the hottest chick in the stadium, and then he'd be like, "All right, show us what you got." And the chick would
Oh.
Yeah, it turns out, you later find out, they get strippers from the local club to come and do those events.
Oh, is that right?
I watched Guns N' Roses. I've told this story before. I saw Guns N' Roses back in the 90s. I can't even guess when. But it was at the San Diego Sports Arena. And they go on 2 hours late. Like they did everywhere they went, right? So we're sitting in the audience going, oh my God, this is awful. And all of a sudden, these women who are clearly strippers start, the camera comes out and they start doing a show on the giant screen. And it's first it's boobs and then it's little dancing and then it's a flash of this and that.
Oh my God.
And then it ends with a lady who just fully walks up to the camera. Drops
them. Jesus. Oh, God.
The bat. This is the moonshot, everyone. And does the pull apart. And it's the size of a car on the screen. It's that the screen is gigantic. And then the show starts. And I'm like, oh, well, that was very well choreographed, wasn't it? Right as it peaks, they're at like 11:30 at night. Axel's ready all of a sudden, huh?
Well, he had to see the little show first.
I guess. But yeah, they get strippers to work the audience.
A lot of the songs on this list that are turning 20, we started playing on the Alice. Like, ugh, I can't believe how long we've been here. But I did want to do number 5. I always consider this to be a new Aerosmith song. Like, I don't like new Aerosmith. This one's 20 years old now. You remember Fastball the Way? That's 20 years old.
Oh, my God. That's 20?
20 years old.
That song you just played is from Armageddon.
It what?
That song I thought was from Armageddon, the Aerosmith song.
I don't
want
to miss a thing. Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This Fastball song, I mean, we played this song to death on this station.
To death.
Totally.
Like, we revived it for this 20-year in memoriam. Bare Naked Ladies, 1 week. Oh. 20 years old this year.
Oh, that's fun.
Are they still
around?
We
did play the heck out of that.
We played the hell out of this one, too. Did Semisonic have a bunch of hits? This is the only one I remember from them. This is 20 years old this year.
No, this is it. This is all they got.
I think they had one other song.
I feel like they did. The Goo Goo Dolls, Iris, is 20 years old this week.
Oh.
This year, I should say. This next song is the one that makes everyone cry and it shows the SPCA things. This is 20 years old this year.
Which one?
It's so pretty.
Have you ever met this lady? She's super nice.
Yeah.
Sarah something.
She did a like a private Alice show. Yuzi, did you come with me to that?
I think so.
And she sat there at the piano, and we all just about fell out of our chairs.
What's her last name? Sarah something?
Sarah McLachlan.
McLachlan.
Sarah McLachlan. They were she did that Lilith Fair, which was happening just as Alice was coming on the air. It was so... Like the perfect alignment of all the stars.
Right.
Like we were like the Lilith station.
Yeah, we were.
Big time.
Remember My Ladybug Gang?
I do remember that.
I mean, it was such a weird thing to have a totally woman tour and on a woman station. And there I was, right in the middle of it all.
You had to put your Ladybug Gang together.
Right.
Looks like she got divorced.
Yeah,
Sarah McLachlan did?
Yeah.
She married her drummer, I think.
Some Indian guy, right?
Yeah. I can't remember. That's too bad. Anyway, don't play this.
Ashwin sued.
Stop playing it. I think that's her drummer.
The divorce is too bad
cry.
Or that she married her drummer or that he's Indian?
It's that song. Every time that I listen to that song, I picture all the, you know, the puppies with their
sad animals.
Beagle puppies
with
their sad eyes. And their.
What else is 20?
Let's see. God, there's a ton of them on here. Cher, Believe. But that feels 20 years old.
I felt like the Fastway song felt 20 years old to me.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God. Fastball? That feels...
Yeah. Well, you know what's... But the thing that's crazy about it is I don't feel like... It's always a surprise when I remember, oh my God, I've been here 21 years. Like, it's surprising to me. Like, I always think of that... I always think of Chumbawamba.
Chumbawamba.
Yeah, I get knocked down.
Oh, you got
and
that?
I get up again. That's more than 20 years old.
Is that really?
It has to be. That was like the first year that we were here.
Oh my God. My husband loves that song.
He does?
Listens to it all the
Still?
Time.
Yeah. Get out of here.
Oh, yeah. God. And when I get into his car, I'm like, oh, this song again.
And what's the song? The how bizarre, how bizarre?
Oh, yeah.
Help us out.
Oh, yeah, help us out. You got help us out.
Help us out. Help us out.
You know,
hold on. Here's you're so good, Bren. Help us out.
Help us out.
When I think of the songs from that era, always think of the Duncan Sheik song.
Barely breathing.
I am barely breathing.
I'll hear that in like the Office Depot or something and be all,
it is kind of still around. I will hear that.
I'm barely breathing.
Oh, you're unbelievable.
Good job, Bryn.
Hey. When I was in Indonesia, everyone is so friendly, and you know, you start talking to them about music and whatever, and all of a sudden, my driver goes, you know, my favorite musician is Anggun. And I'm like, what? I go, my radio station is the first station in the country that played her song.
You don't remember Anggun?
Anggun, that's what it was.
And she, Snow on the Sahara, and she, she's Indonesian.
Oh.
You know what though? This wasn't a hit.
Yeah, it was.
No,
she played the first Nell and Zed.
She played.
This was her biggest hit.
It's her biggest hit, but it's not a hit.
It wasn't.
She played one of our shows, and they were forcing this song down our throats.
They tried to make it a hit. Duncan Sheik, that was a hit.
That was everywhere.
Listen,
that Anggun song. No,
we should have some throwbacks in at some time.
You guys are mad because she was forced down your throat. 21
years
later.
No, listen, with plenty of songs I actually like forced down my throat.
It wasn't.
I agree.
All right, I got one more for you, Vinny. What about Billy Mann? I got killed by a flower.
Oh, my God. I still listen to that song.
You do?
I'll ask Alexa for it.
And so that's a great song, but that wasn't a hit either.
Oh, yeah. But it was a hit for us. I loved it.
No.
Put it towards the middle end, like when he does that. Oh! Does that one crazy.
Go back
15 seconds. Oh, my God. Remember, he used to come hang out all the time.
Totally. Lewis was friends with him, right?
Yeah.
Well, Lewis got to play this on stage with Billy Mann.
But
so he was always in the background with his acoustic.
With his guitar unplugged.
Right.
Is that how that went?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Billy Mann went on to write
songs for a
bunch of people. Mm-hmm. Like, he's still in the music business, as far as I know, and wrote. Yeah, he wrote one of Jessica Simpson's songs, and I think he wrote for a bunch of people.
And, like, Broadway stuff, too, I believe.
Oh, my God, look at the time.
Anggun is a judge on Asia's Got Talent.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Along with David Foster.
It doesn't mean she's not a good person or a valid artist.
Talented.
It wasn't a hit.
Agreed.
That's all.
All right, I'm so sorry for making you pull all those songs and only using five before we went off on a total tangent where you had to find a whole bunch of new stuff. Mm-hmm. You're amazing, Bryn. What's coming up in the news, Vinny?
Battle of the Tech Titans.
All right.
Also, a winning lottery ticket disappearance.
Oh, no.
LSD and more after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by First Five California. And now, breaking news on Instagram.
What happened? I'm looking at Finn Hassan's Instagram, and I'm confused. VinHasson on
Instagram. Posted 6 minutes ago.
What could it be?
What could it be now?
What could it be now?
Well, it is Thursday, right?
A throwback Thursday?
Right.
Uh-huh.
So throwing back to when?
Did I hashtag that right?
Well, you didn't even put a hashtag. You just put TBT.
Oh, darn it.
It's all right.
When exactly are we throwing back to?
I don't remember, but it's been a few minutes now.
Yeah. When you throw, because your kid looks awfully old in that picture.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not that long ago. But isn't that a nice photo?
Well.
Uh-huh.
You don't like it?
When was it taken?
What's the difference?
And there's something very prominent in that picture.
Yeah, what is that?
Their smiles are enormous.
All three of them.
We're having a good time on the beach. What?
What else?
Hashtag. I got the hashtag in there. There you go.
This is going to be a record breaker for likes, people.
Is it?
Isn't it?
It doesn't
the
look
kid's
like
in
it's,
it.
Yeah, well, that's true.
That always
she does,
helps.
She got gum in her mouth, isn't she? Yeah. Something in her mouth?
Yeah,
it's gum in her mouth.
Yeah.
I know. I'm like, oh, those are big teeth.
If you want that kid to do anything, gum
really?
Will make it happen. Right. Absolutely.
What kind of gum?
You know what's funny about her too? Which I mean,
stray too far from the topic.
No,
but we
want to
hear
one. Right.
She's got hiding places for stuff. And if you catch her in the middle of it, she's like, this is just chapstick. This is just my chapstick. I just keep it here. And you're like, oh my God.
You pull back the curtain and it's like a little stash.
And under there, there's a chapstick and gum and she's working a whole thing. Like, she doesn't want anyone touching her stuff.
What a little liar.
I guess.
Oh, she must get it from someone, huh, Finn?
Well.
You think her mom's a liar?
I don't know about that. I don't think her mom is.
We don't know her mom that well.
Yeah.
Why are you tapping your foot?
I'm waiting for you to tell us the big news.
There's no, I have.
Oh, don't downplay
She's clearly showing us something in that
What's
picture.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by.
No, we haven't finished the sponsorship.
That happened. Don't play anything.
This part of the show is still brought to you by First Five California, Vinny.
Yeah.
Now open to the
public. These are the first 5 minutes where we get to hear about Vinny's special day.
Right.
And special picture.
What?
Some special time ago.
What is she showing us? She's
I feel like it's weird that we share everything on this show at all times.
Everything.
My God.
More than we're comfortable.
Vinny does it. And Vinny does it. It's like, are you really a part of this show or not?
Yeah. Are you or not? Get him! Get him!
So you're letting your brother come in next week?
Yes.
Oh, good. Well, that's nice to know.
All right, well, what is she showing
Oh, you're
us?
Just adding is it... noise to the...
I automatically
Vinny
thought of
Vinny has
the Olympics.
An announcement to make.
Tell us Go everything.
Right. I don't know what you... This is why I don't share with you guys. You're ruining everything.
If you had
shared
it with
us
earlier, we
would
have had a couple
the
fun
photo.
Minutes with it. We
you
can't
ruined it for
because
us.
There are too many questions.
Okay, ask your questions.
When was it taken? How big is the ring?
And what does that ring
was
symbolize?
Was Isla present when it happened?
Yeah. Well, obviously she was present. That's when it happened.
That was it. Selfied out.
Right then
okay.
and
right
there.
Right there on
one
the
beach.
So you got down
time.
On a knee in front of your girlfriend, and what was the girl doing? What was the little girl doing?
Chewing gum. The gum was to get her to zip it so Dad could ask a question real quick.
And what did you ask?
Look at the sunset in the background. Isn't
it's
that
lovely.
Wonderful?
Fabulous.
When did this
when
happen?
Did
when
that
did
happen?
The proposal happen?
It's been a few minutes.
How
what
long
does that mean?
Is a few
I
minutes? Because you posted that a few minutes ago. So was this morning?
Well, it seems like I just wanted to get it like the... It was getting hot in here, if you know what I mean,
Spit
with the questions. So there it is.
Take off your shirt.
Yeah, let's see what,
see what
got.
You got.
Jesus.
Did you do it over our Christmas vacation? Before that?
It was before that, I think.
3 months ago?
Thanksgiving?
When did you propose? Exactly.
When did you
what
propose?
I don't remember the date. Would you just get off my back?
What month?
I have news to do.
What
no,
month
you
was
don't,
it?
This
please.
Is the news.
Yeah,
this
is the
news,
Vinny.
This,
breaking
you know
news.
What? I had this thought in my head. I just put the picture up, and that would be the announcement, and we could get on with
no,
our radio
we don't do
show.
That.
Really?
We
that's
don't,
what you thought.
We don't play that
as needed. But...
I like that you waited for prime time, though. It's good. That's a real radio sensibility there. Right?
All we need are tears to make it
right.
Whole.
I'm not going to have those for you. So unless
we should probably.
You've got
I bet
some.
Dusty might have some tears for us. So when did it happen? Yeah, it's very exciting. Congratulations, Vinny.
Yeah,
you're engaged.
I'm looking at some text. What's the question?
When did you propose? What month?
It was back in 2017. I don't know the month right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, you do. There's only 12. What month?
What's the difference?
Before Christmas.
We
it
want
was.
Details.
Before Thanksgiving.
We want details.
I don't remember. You don't need that detail.
Yeah.
How big is the ring? It's gorgeous.
Yeah, it's huge.
It's not that huge.
Things
I don't remember.
Larger in picture.
Right.
Do they?
I don't know. Scott Budman goes, you got me to check. Congrats, Vin.
What beach is that?
One of my buddies wrote, congrats on the engagement. When did she pop the question?
Yeah, did she?
When did she force you to put up a picture of it? Now she can finally change her status. Poor girl.
That is very funny.
Hmm.
So what's the question?
There are so many.
What beach was that? What beach?
That is in Santa Cruz, near our house.
And did she know it was coming? Did she cry? Tell us how you did it.
She did not know it was coming.
It was a random night. You know
she's
what?
Known
he talked about how he loaded everybody up in the car and they just went to the beach. And but that was months ago. Was it Isla's birthday?
No.
Was this her birthday present?
Yeah.
No. No,
so it was
it
after that.
What's it?
Was it after she turned four or before she turned four?
Oh my God! Someone else wrote, "Boy, the assault begins, doesn't it?"
Don't make up text.
Well, you held out on us for like 3 months.
Yeah.
What are We're your family. You and, make us feel like trash.
Why, and why do you think I held out on you? Because of this moment.
No, because
it's
you...
It's too much. It would have,
no, if you just come clean...
People are just trying to drive down the road and they want to hear about
they
the,
don't. They
the
want
battle
to hear
of the
about,
tech titans.
They want to hear about your engagement.
Google and Uber
Did you have an engagement party?
No, what?
Did you have an engagement party?
Yeah, you're looking at it. That was it.
The
That's
three
the party.
On
the
beach.
Three of us went down to the beach at sunset on an evening...
You had a huge rock in your pocket.
I had it in my pocket and was like, you know, burning a hole in my pocket.
How long had you had it?
I don't know how long, but it was long enough that it was to me, I thought, if I can get down to the beach without ruining this thing and everything's okay, you know what I mean?
When did you move into that house? So was it before you moved into the house?
Yeah, was it before you moved into the house?
If you answer the questions, we can move
because
on.
Yeah. I don't know the answer off the top of my head.
You say early November, right?
Early November is the answer. God, nothing will please you. Anyway, the point is, I got down to the beach. Everything was cool. Unfortunately, there was a derelict in the spot I had picked. And I was like, you know, browbeating the guy like, dude, beat it. And he was just sitting there like, ain't this grand? So we had to move to a different spot. That was sort of an audible I had to call. Goddamn derelicts. Right. Of course he's got nowhere to go. He's just sitting there soaking it up. I'm like, all right.
You're taking the best seat on the beach.
He was.
So tell us more. How did you react? What did you get down on one knee?
I did.
Did Isla realize what was happening?
So I had to bring gum in order to make sure that I could keep the child quiet for 2 minutes.
So she's like her dad, never shuts up.
I'm trying to
Except
shut up bad right now.
No,
I'm
talking
I
to her
I
mean, parents.
I couldn't possibly. Anyway, so I gave her some gum, which you see pictured in the photo there.
I see
prominently.
It. I see it.
Yeah.
And then I did it.
Tell us what you did. Tell
I
us
got on one
it.
Knee yeah. and I proposed and the missus didn't see it coming. And yes, there was a tear. And even she was like, I can't believe I'm crying. What is happening? And then the sun was setting and it was very beautiful. It was a nice family moment. And then the kid was like, huh? And we were like, well, this is what happened. And she was like, oh, that's a neat. Do I get one? I'm like,
spoken like a,
no.
a kid.
Spoken like a 4-year-old. Where's mine?
Yeah. No, you got the gum. Mom gets the ring. You get the gum. Let's go have some dinner. Let's get something to eat.
Did she go get some bridal magazines? And are she and Isla talking about, you know, wedding dresses and what they like? And
No.
Have you told her that she's going to be the flower girl? Like, does she have a ring bearer? Does she have a role in the wedding?
I haven't discussed the wedding day with her. That's
did you
not...
set a date?
Yeah,
no.
You set a date.
There's no date. Oh my God!
So
text.
Now we're in limbo.
Did you make the sweet love that night?
I'm sure we did.
Oh, the Aww. Sweet
right,
love.
Right, that is so sweet. Okay.
All right.
Congratulations,
Good
Vinny.
Good job, Vinny.
You did
Make
it.
Her an honest woman. Ooh, what did your mom say? What did her mom say?
Oh, yeah. Did you call them
did
right
you
after
ask
that?
For permission?
I did ask for permission, as a matter of
I
fact.
Love that.
From party?
I mean, from... Yes, from party. Yes, I asked party, and party was like...
About time.
I'm sure somewhere in the back of his mind, he was like, it's about time.
Yeah, you guys are in your third house together. You got a 4-year-old daughter. Right. Uh-huh. Yes, you can marry her.
And your mom?
And I didn't have to ask her for permission, but yes, my mom was very excited. She's a big fan.
Yeah.
They're very good friends, so it was all good.
Let us have them.
Vinny, tell us the truth for once. It's a little hard when you're being grilled. It's hot in here.
This is exactly how it was going to go.
I should have worn shorts.
Well, thank you for not getting married without telling us.
Is she going to take your last name? Too much?
She's gonna take his last name.
Well, that's what I was. That's the whole reason that came up earlier. That was the point. So one of the things is the kid does go like, "So I'm this and you're that," and it's weird.
Not for long.
And I didn't really envision that being an issue. So initially,
all right, side bet. Who's going to get married first, Vinny or Brinny?
Oh,
I'm going to say Bryn.
Oh, really?
I'm going to say Vinny. Bryn has zero.
I think it's going to be a long time from now, but I think Vinny will wind up getting married first.
Yeah, I think Vinny, too. And the reason is because
Bryn is
less than crawling to do any wedding stuff. Less than. The house, yeah. The baby.
He's holding onto the banister.
Hair.
A la Vinny going to CCD.
CCD. Hey, 707 says that. Does that mean that the woman who wrote into the secret show was right?
What's
the one who knew the designer of your ring?
Yeah.
No. And that's so funny that gets brought up because I definitely was like, no, that didn't happen at all.
Hmm.
At all, like, not even. And that was one of those weird stories where even I was like, you know, we've done this a while. We've been, I guess you call it a public figure. So there's some notoriety that comes with this job. But hearing that completely out of thin air was like, that's all BS. Every breath of that was BS.
Well, someone just, guys, she had it on at their Thanksgiving family meetup.
Is that true? So, is that true, Vinny?
Is that a picture?
Yeah. And we had questioned this.
We had questioned it and you denied it.
Yeah. Well, of course.
What do you mean, of course?
Because I was trying to put off this moment that I'm currently experiencing where I'm pitting out.
Why put it off? You got to
just pitting out.
It would have been long over by now.
You've got
to get things over. You're such a procrastinator.
I'm dropping weight as we speak.
That's good news.
This is a good weight loss program. Yeah. My God. And now the news is ruined.
I'm getting a lot of texts. One, people are is wondering, when is the engagement party that we're going to be invited to?
I don't even know what that is.
Turn that up.
Don't you know what the engagement party is? Like, we celebrate your engagement with you.
Yeah, we celebrate all together.
I don't know. No, I don't know what that is.
Well,
it's a party to celebrate your engagement.
I still don't know what that is.
What did you just say?
Yeah.
Right.
Would you like the Valentine's Day secret show? We could do a double wedding.
Oh,
Bryn and Vinny.
Oh,
no.
My God.
No.
Yeah. Oh, a double wedding. No. Oh, Vinny, come on, man. Ratings.
Yeah, think of the ratings.
For a podcast?
That's right. People would have to listen to it.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay.
Thank
that
God
part
we
of the
have
show.
Interns because I've got to send them to the market for deodorant. I'm completely pitted out. And a new T-shirt. Do they sell T-shirts at the Safeway?
Oh, I'm sure we have plenty of T-shirts for you.
So listen closely.
I'm
at theknot.com.
Go there.
This is the official rules of weddings and engagements.
Okay.
And it says the engagement party needs to fall within a few months. Up to 3 months of the proposal.
Oh.
Proposed in November, December, January, February.
It's got to be this month.
Yeah, it's got to be.
Combine it with a housewarming party, Vinny.
Yeah.
We all want to see your new home.
So we'll give you till March.
We will give you until March.
Yeah, we'll give you till March.
Oh, well, look at the time, everyone.
Wait.
Hey, this part of the show is brought to you by First Five California. Baby's brains are wired for math. Encourage simple play like stacking blocks or filling containers with water in the tub. More at firstfivecalifornia.com.
The Radio Alice Report.
You got a sponsor because we're completely out of time.
Oh, people are texting and saying, what about the idea of a double wedding, Bryn and Vinny at the same damn time?
At the same damn time.
Now open to the public, the San Francisco Gift Center and Jewelry Mart. Even if your Valentine cuts her own hair and won't wear a dress.
Oh, is that directed at me?
It is.
Visit sfgcjm.com. That's sfgcjm.com.
It took a second to dawn on me. Is that where you went for your ring?
Yeah.
The gift center?
Everyone's wondering.
Why?
Yeah, people are ready.
I feel obligated to say yes right now as that's the sponsor. I don't necessarily know that was the right question to ask.
Any texts you want to read here?
Nah, I'm going to go to the bathroom and shower.
Sarah? And Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.